A lot of folks are pleased to see that the USDA has made this announcement, and you've got to be pleased to be able to help producers, because a lot of them are really suffering right now.
Absolutely. You know, we've really been pleased by the reception to the cotton ginning cost share program that Secretary Vilsack announced yesterday as well. You know, at FSA, we're in the business of helping farmers, and I think that this is a program that's meaningful, it's a program that's timely, it's targeted at folks who grew a crop in 2015. We really think that it's going to be a great program to help a beleaguered industry.
Val, do me a favor. Would you give the specifics? It's like anything else. They're going to want to know exactly what this entails, so give me the specifics on how this program will work for them.
Absolutely. Well, there's a $300 million pot of money, essentially, that we're going to pay folks that planted the crop in 2015. So that's the first criteria right there, is that they had to have planted a crop. We're using regional payment rates, and, you know, in the Southeast, that's a little different in terms of ginning costs from what they do out in California. So we've got regional payment rates. And beginning on or around June 20, they'll be receiving letters from me telling them that they are able to participate in this cotton ginning cost share program. The application form will be mostly pre-populated, and that means we're going to use data that we've collected from other crop programs that cotton growers have participated in to fill in what we think their 2015 record should indicate. They then need to verify that, of course, sign it, and return it to their local FSA office. They can do that by walking in. They can do that by faxing it. They can scan it and send an email. Really, any means that they want to use to send that office the application will be fine. And then I anticipate, Randall, that we'll be making payments shortly thereafter. So the sign-up period goes from June 20 to August 5. There will be no extensions on the sign-up for this. So I would encourage cotton growers that receive a letter from the Farm Service Agency in the next couple of weeks to act on it quickly, and that way we can make payments quickly.
Of course, just like any other program, Val, there are some eligibility requirements that they need to meet for this too, correct?
That's right. There's a payment limitation cap at $40,000. We don't think that's going to be an issue for most growers. There's an adjusted gross income cap at $900,000, and they've got to be actively engaged in the management of their farm. These are all things that we've required of our 2014 Farm Bill programs, and so we wanted to make sure that this one was administered in the same way. But the primary criteria is that this cotton grower has to have planted a crop in 2015. Of course, we had the Cotton Transition Assistance Program in 2014 to provide some assistance to beleaguered cotton farmers around the Cotton Belt, and that works pretty well. But actually, I think under this program, we'll make higher payments than we did under CTAP. On balance, this is going to be an important way for us to help farmers that have been really hit hard by declining commodity prices, by excess surplus in foreign countries, and a variety of other things. I think that America's cotton growers will benefit from the Cotton Ginning Cost Share Program.
For those out there listening to this, what's their first step? What do they need to do first?
Well, they can certainly seek a little bit more information on our website if they'd like to learn more details about the program. It's fsa.usda.gov/CGCS, Cotton Ginning Cost Share, CGCS, and that will provide them access to fact sheets and background materials and other things. But really, on or about June 20, they should receive a letter from me saying that they have an opportunity to participate in the Cotton Ginning Cost Share, and that will include a form that is mostly filled out. They simply validate that information, sign it, and return it to their local FSA County office.
Well, what if somebody that feels that they should be a part of this program doesn't receive a letter from you? What should they do then?
Well, they should reach out to their local FSA County office if they feel that they did plant a crop in 2015 and for whatever reason we don't get a letter to them. You know, simply reach out before the 5th of August to their local county office, and we'll see about reviewing our files and making sure that we didn't miss anybody there. We don't anticipate that that will happen, but it certainly, you know, happens from time to time, and I want to make sure that everybody who's potentially eligible for this voluntary program is able to participate.
Sounds good. Well, Val, you and I have talked before, and I guess kind of in closing, this is just an example of USDA working with farmers, producers out there, making sure that they can survive, and I know you've got to be proud to be able to get this program off and rolling here pretty quick.
Absolutely. You know, we really have worked hard with sister agencies here at the department, with stakeholder groups, with members of Congress, with others inside the U.S. government on crafting a program that we felt was in our existing legal authorities, that we had the money to make program payments like this to cotton growers, And so we think that this cost share program is going to be good. I'd also encourage cotton growers to visit with their local FSA offices if they want to talk more about their credit needs. These are tough times for farmers in general in this country these days. Prices have declined for many major commodities, and the ag economy itself has softened somewhat. So, you know, it's high time probably for most folks to talk to their lenders, whether it's a commercial bank or an FSA county office, about how we can help in that regard too.
Well, thanks, Val. Again, that was Val Docini with USDA's Farm Service Agency. For AgNet West, I'm Randall Wiseman.